Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Psalm 18, and we're reading verses 13 to 19.
The Lord thundered from heaven, the voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me. Because he delighted in me.
Our focus is on verse 16. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. These words of David are during a time when he was being chased by Saul and in constant fear for his life. His enemies had been hunting him down, looking to overtake him and slay him. But whilst David struggles to avoid the grasp of his enemies, the arm of the Lord brings welcome salvation, not just once, but time and again. Lifting someone out of deep waters, verse 16, when they are being overwhelmed, requires strength and firmness. Sometimes our situation might need a firm hand from the Lord to help us overcome. A word of rebuke or correction is not easy to take, and discipline is not pleasant. But submitting to the hold of the Lord is important if we are to avoid the grasp of the enemy. Remaining in Christ is a fundamental aspect of our discipleship, and one we need to attend to on a daily basis. So let's make sure that Jesus has a hold of our lives each and every day. A prayer. Lord God, thank you for taking hold of me in Christ. As I continue to trust in him for my salvation. You are my rock, my fortress, my shelter, and an ever-present help in trouble. I praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.